We'll do Senate Bill 312 first. We already heard this bill once, we got, yeah. Well, we can't do amendments without you here. So, is there additional testimony on this bill? Okay.
You want to do it?
No, it's okay. Go ahead and do your thing. We can't do amendments without Ron here, so. Let's go to Ada. 471, get some testimony on that. Go ahead, Jessica, whenever you're ready.
For the record, I'm Jessica Mendez, staff to Representative Green. So we have House Bill 471, which amends three important programs for Ada, AEDA. The Ada dividend calculation, the Built for Fuel Revolving Loan Fund, and also the Rural Development Initiative Fund. As you know, Ada is a self-supporting state authority. They contribute a annual dividend to us every year. They have since their inception, and to date, including this year's dividend, which is $20,149,500, they've contributed $129 million to our general fund. The compensation for the dividend is between 25% and 50% of net income for that base fiscal year, but it may not exceed Ada's unrestricted net income that's set out in their audited financial statements. Two changes by GASB, which is the Governmental Accounting Standards Boards, has essentially changed, or potentially could change, how Ada would calculate their dividend to us. They will no longer include the term for net income in their audited financial statements. So without that amount, it doesn't give the board a clear directive as to how they would compute what our annual dividend would be. And more importantly, GASB is also saying that any intergovernmental transfers, so what we get from Ada essentially is an intergovernmental transfer, but any intergovernmental transfer, capital contributions, or grants would need to be listed as an expense. So then what happens is, if that is listed as an expense, that would then further reduce what our dividend is. The other thing that the bill does is it increases the maximum amount from the Bulk Fuel Revolving Fund to $200,000. It was set at $100,000, but now goes up to $200,000. Rural communities, it's obviously cheaper to buy fuel in larger amounts. They have the tank storage capacity to be able to do that, and some communities can only get one barge load of fuel per year. So upping it to $200,000 is really a demonstrated need. And then finally, 471 also, it more clearly defines the eligibility requirements for Ada's Rural Development Initiative Fund. This program was developed to provide commercial funding for rural communities who wouldn't normally have other funding options available to them. So it defines those qualifying participants to be living in a community of less than 5,000 people, not connected by road or rail, or 2,000 people who are connected by road and rail from Anchorage to Fairbanks. I think that Bob Poe, Executive Director for Ada, is on the line, so I'm sure he can answer any further questions you have.
Further questions? I haven't started yet.
Well, you had some questions for me earlier.
The bill we have,
okay. 471, the Ada bill.
Sounds like a rural.
Okay, are there questions for Jessica? Okay, Bob, you have testimony for us?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. First, I think that Jessica did a really good job of explaining what the bill does. Ada has issued dividends since 1995, and with the dividend that was recently voted on by our board, that would give a total of either paid or promised by Ada of $129 million. So that's a significant return on investment for Alaska in Ada. We want to make sure that that dividend continues to work well. And these two GASB changes that I thought Jessica did a real good job of explaining just mean that we have to make sure that the dividend continues to work as it has. I think it's interesting, Mr. Chairman, I was just testifying or reporting to Moody's and Standard & Poor's yesterday, and basically about the refunding for FedEx hangar out at Anchorage Airport. And one of the questions that they really had to us was about the dividend program and how well it had worked. And one of the things that they saw in the dividend program was a great deal of continuity. That program was continuing to work well since 95. The amount of the dividend is hovered around 49 or 50% for the last 4 years. And they viewed it as quite a success. And what CATA wants to do through this bill is make sure that continues. The second item are the Gold Fuel Revolving Oil Fund. That increased amount, Jessica very correctly stated, is to allow communities to buy in more oil. And their ability to do that is also supported by a lot of the tank farm consolidation for the past recent years. And that has expanded the capacity of several communities. And finally, the USDA recently, in fact, we received the check yesterday, gave us a grant of $5 million to the revolving loan fund so that we could make more loan fuel loans. So this $200,000 lines up very well with the $5 million that we already got approval for through the LBMA committee earlier this year. Finally, the changes with respect to the Rural Development Initiative Fund are just as Jessica stated. We wanted to make sure that the loan program worked as it was intended, not necessarily to provide loans to a rural community just outside of the city borders, but rather truly rural communities that I guess rural in probably most of our minds. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. We look forward to being able to continue to pay this dividend and make a program that works continually.
Bob, I have a couple. Senator Ferguson. The exemption, I don't know exactly why you're trying to do this exemption on road connected or not road connected. But what do you care?
Well,
you turn that up a little bit.
Mr. Chairman, I don't care whether they're road connected or not. What we do care about the rural size of it. Where this came up is in a loan request that was really out in Settlers Bay. And in Settlers Bay, they were basically arguing that they were rural. Here, they were essentially in the Matsu Flatzilla area. The loan has always really been intended for our communities that are lodges out in the wilderness or in truly small rural communities. So what the group who put this definition together did was try to do their best to define what rural was, and they tried to base that on other definitions of rural that had already been in the law. So that was that's where this definition comes from.
Yeah, that's the Alaska housing definition.
Yeah, it is.
So what program do you have for non-rural residents?
We have the Loan Participation Program in ADA, which is a very active program. And if you look at how the loan participation that ADA has done, and you look at it according to the map, according to distribution by area, it matches almost exactly with the population distribution of the state. We have a portfolio of about $247 million in loan participation. This year, we're going to do about $55 million loan participation. Those loans can be from, I think the smallest we did was $15,000, and the largest we can do is $10 million. It can go for 25 years. It can have a mixed term. And we do these in conjunction with the commercial banking industry.
Right.
Actually, the commercial bank is our customer. So every day we have businesses that come to ADA and say, you know, we'd like to do this project or we'd like to invest in this building. And we always listen to their projects, talk to them about them, but then recommend that they go see their banker. And it's their banker's choice whether to come to us or not. So sometimes the banker wants the whole loan. Sometimes they want me to participate in it. But this is a very active program, and it covers all urban land.
Okay.
And even outdoor urban land.
The last question I have is you cite the definition of community in 2971-800, and I don't see a definition in there of community. But I, unless we amended it this year, I didn't see it in the supplemental. There's definitions of boroughs, and there's definitions of city, and area-wide powers and things of that nature, but not the word community, unless I'm unless I'm not looking at this properly.
I wonder if we have anybody in the Department of Law looked in and can maybe answer that question, Mr. Chairman. I know that they don't have the law in
front
of me.
Seven.
Oh, you're in the right spot. This is the supplemental, but there's no. No. Well, that's containment and cleanup. They get into village here in a supplemental. But is anybody here from law? No. But I'm not going to hold the bill just for that. But I think you need to look at that between now and the next committee it goes to.
Yes, sir. We'll get a clarification on that.
I do not think you have I don't think we have a definition in the statute of community.
Okay.
Now we do. You know, like. Unincorporated communities, but not under that terminology or under that section 2971-800.
Okay, we'll look into it, Mr.
Okay. Other questions, Mr. Poe?
Join his new job.
Dan Dickerson, you have some things you want to add. Oh, yeah, it says 312. We're going to go back to that in a minute. I'm sorry. They just handed me the sign-up sheet, and I had you and Bob both on there. So. Okay, anybody else here on 471? Okay, that's the rule of the committee. Senator Osterman.
I move HB 471, individual recommendations, accompanied discipline of the committee with individual recommendations.
Senator Phillips.
I'll go for it, but we need to have more Senate bills passing over the House.
Okay.
That's a reminder.
Yeah, I understand that. This has a ways to go before
I know.
Does that.
I know.
A motion to move the House Bill 471 to committee with individual recommendations. Is there objection? Hearing none, that bill will then go to wherever it goes.
Thank you.
La, la, land. We'll go back now to Senate Bill 312. And, I'm not moving to her amendments. So. These are your amendments, Red?
Drafted by us.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for the record and then go from there.
Good afternoon. My name is Zach Bork, staff for Senator Terrio, the sponsor of Bill 312, the companion bill to Representative Hayes.
And we heard that one last week, didn't we? Didn't we? Oh, no, this is Friday. That's right. I'm getting this one. So you prepared this amendment?
Yes.
And you want us to...
There were... you guys had some concerns last time this bill was up in committee, and we drafted these three amendments to address your concerns and to clarify the bill.
And we're drafted to which, Mary? Draft A?
Yes. There's only one draft to the bill.
A1, A2, and A3.
Three, right. That's fine.
The first one, A1, was basically there was reference to U.S. code. And in order to be a state enterprise zone, it had to already have been a federal enterprise zone. And the whole purpose of this bill was to offer tax incentives and possibly help us get the federal enterprise zone designations. So this removes the U.S. code and basically sticks with the original language of what designates, I guess, an enterprise zone. Okay.
Who's got to sponsor this amendment, first of all?
I lost my file.
Is there a three amendment?
I only have one amendment, but is there only one amendment coming?
There should be three amendments.
Right, A1, A2, and A3 in the upper right.
I've got A3, but I don't have two amendments. They're not extra, they're extra after we get them.
Last to expect.
All right, now we have two, is there two stapled together here?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, so that's, since, now we're on the same page. Somebody want to move amendment A1?
You need a sponsor first, right?
If you move it, you'll be the sponsor.
Oh, great. All right, I'll be the sponsor, I'll move amendment number one.
Okay, amendment number one has been moved, page one, line 15.
Knows me.
There's one for each year.
And you, did you explain that amendment to us already?
Yes, I can explain it again if you'd like.
I wasn't listening, so we'll just start over.
Last time, one of the concerns were that this US code that it refers to here, it kind of designates what an eligible neighborhood is.
Right.
And it already says in the US code that it has to be a federal enterprise zone.
Okay.
Getting rid of that language.
So amendment number one has been moved, is there objection to the adoption of amendment number one? Hearing none, and that will be adopted. That brings us to amendment number two, food license. Amendment number two has been moved by Senator Osterman, and tell us that one again.
Amendment number two, basically.
Okay.
There's language within the bill that says that the groups that propose these enterprise zones are supposed to be cities, boroughs, but there, for some reason, there's language in there that says except a city residing within a borough, which completely exempts the city of Fairbanks, city of North Pole, things of that sort.
Four or five of mine.
Yeah.
A little concern of mine. Okay, questions, comments, is there objection to adoption of amendment number two? Hearing none, that's been adopted. And under our normal rotation, Senator Phillips, amendment number three.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Well, I can't move my own amendments, not my own amendments. Only Senator Taylor moves, as the chairman moves amendments.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move A8.3 as amendment number three, sponsored by myself, and then the staff and materials office can explain what it does.
There you go.
Thank you very much. This amendment basically addressed a concern of Senator Lincoln, I believe, and it narrowed it down to a census tract, and a census tract is about 10,000 people.
Yeah.
We added some language to basically state it was one or more continuous block groups. A block group is the smallest designated area that the US Census Bureau uses, and it gives the department flexibility in drafting regulation.
Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number three? Hearing none, that has been adopted. Any more amendments to come before us? Now, let me, Mr. Dickerson, we have some testimony, short testimony.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dan Dickerson, the Department of Revenue. I'm prepared to answer questions on the fiscal note if there are any.
No, there are none, sir. Thank you very much for sitting through this today. Mr. Cole, do you have any short testimony you'd like to give us today? No, he was not available. Okay, Senator Phillips.
I'll move. It'll be committee substitute for Senate Bill.
Motion to move Senate Bill 312 from committee.
That's with the company fiscal note.
Objection. Hearing none, and that moves out of here.
Thank you very much.
Next is Bill 521. This is an act relating to municipal improvement areas. We heard the companion of this bill last week, or the week before, or sometime. Sponsored by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Discussion. Anybody want to testify on this? Representative McCoskey, you have anything you want to share?
Mr. Chair, you did hear the Senate version of this 365, House Bill 521 mirrors what you have heard on it, so
okay.
Unless you would like me to respond to some questions.
Are there questions of the prime sponsor? There are none. Where the committee on this bill? Senator Rossman.
I move House Bill 521 out of the committee or individual recommendations.
Happy to be on teleconference, right, for this bill? I didn't see a sheet, but I just wanted to make sure that I... Okay, is there objection to moving 521 from committee? Hearing none, then that'll blast out of here.
Mr. Chairman.
I think that's probably it for the rest of the year, but we may do that.
You made it.